USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration is reportedly considering both legislative and executive action to address gun violence in the United States. This comes after two mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia have renewed calls for gun control. Vice President Kamala Harris telling CBS This Morning,
we should first expect the United States Congress to act. I'm not willing to give up on what we must do to appeal to the hearts and minds and the reason of the members of the United States.
But he can also take executive action.
I don't think the president is excluding that, but I want to be clear that if we really want something that is going to be lasting.
The 21-year-old man accused of killing 10 people in a Colorado grocery store is set to appear in court on Thursday. The man allegedly shot two people in the parking lot of the King Supers before walking in and opening fire. Police and the FBI searched the man's house on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is turning his next legislative priority to a $3 trillion pair of infrastructure bills that put climate change front and center. Biden's priority will be to pour money into new technologies and clean energy hardware with the goal to decarbonize the United States electricity system by 2035. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on the Biden administration's next big legislative goal.
Well, I did read where the White House is going to propose an infrastructure bill. And President Biden promised us, by us I mean we Republicans, that he would meet us halfway. So far, President Biden has been a very poor judge of distance. With his stimulus bill, he just rammed it down our throats and the throats of the American people. I hope he doesn't do that with the infrastructure bill. I hope we have input on defining infrastructure first.
There's growing optimism out there there will be no disruptions to the global shipping system. That's because a huge container ship blocking the Suez Canal is starting to float again. The ship got stuck in the Egyptian Canal Tuesday, bringing traffic to a halt in one of the world's most important shipping routes. About 30% of all global container ship traffic passes through the canal each day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.